Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for taking the time to spend these next few minutes together with me. Well, the last several days, I have shared a prophetic word that the Lord gave to my husband in March of 1979, and I was going back through that file, and I ran across something else that I thought you might enjoy hearing. You know, in the providence of the Lord, time, there is no time in the Lord. In our particular lifetimes, we're finite beings, and so we're much more aware and conscious of time. But the Lord is eternal. He's beyond time. And what I want to do is share a very inspiring and powerful word that God gave my husband, and it was a dream. And so I just like to just read it, just share it the way he wrote it down. And the date of this was May 14th, 1979. This is what he wrote. I want to share a dream I had from the Lord last night. I was walking in a field over a path worn into the grass by myriads of footsteps in the past. I remember it was pouring rain. As I walked for a while, the path became very slippery. This path seemed to curve back and forth and stretch endlessly ahead. As I rounded a curve in the path, I came on an enormous crowd directly ahead of me. I suddenly noticed no one was going forward. Instead of walking, the path seemed to have turned into a huge lake of oozing mud. I heard voices crying, "Help me! I'm sinking! Please help!" Another voice screamed, "Someone give me a rope! Anything! Oh, please help me!" As I stood there, I could see they were gradually sinking deeper in the oozing mud. They were beating the muddy water with their hands. I can never forget the terror I saw in their eyes. I felt so strange in my body. It was like a mild electrical shock going through me. I was startled by the sensation, yet I wasn't afraid. It was a powerful quickening of my body. I knew in my heart the Holy Spirit had covered me from head to toe and that God was showing me a vision. As I stood there, I saw another group of people standing to the side and just ahead of those caught in that lake of oozing mud. I remember thinking how funny it was that they had no mud on them. Also, I wondered how they were able to get around this huge lake of oozing mud. Then, as if in answer to my thoughts, I looked down to their feet. While they had no mud on their clothes or body, as I saw their feet, I saw the mud on them. Then, as clear as if you were watching a television screen, I saw these same people back on the other side of this huge lake of mud, and I saw them stepping on the heads and shoulders of those caught in the oozing mud and getting over to the other side. That's how they did it. They had literally stepped on the sea of struggling bodies to get over to the other side. Then it was quickened to me how many have gotten their worldly goods, money, power, and the so-called good life by stepping on anyone who got in their way. Then I saw one of those who had reached the other side of the lake of oozing mud turn his head and look at those bodies sinking deeper and deeper. One of them in the mud saw the other person looking over and cried out, "Please help me! Throw me a rope because I'm sinking fast." Another voice cried out, "Oh, please, please don't let me die. My family will be left without me. What will they do? Please help me, save me for their sakes." The one who had turned to look at that pitiful pile of bodies struggling there in that lake of mud said, "Don't bother me. I'm too busy. Don't expect me to help you. You can get out of your own trouble by yourself." I felt like screaming, but I couldn't speak. I wanted to rush over and throw something to those about to sink, but my feet wouldn't move. I could hear the cries of that multitude growing louder and more terror-filled as each moment passed by. Those over on the safe ground paid no attention at all. They went on feasting and drinking without so much as another glance toward that pitiful scene. Then I felt a huge hand slip underneath my feet. I knew immediately it was the Lord undergirding me with the arm of his strength and power. I began feeling a spot in my stomach start to burn, like someone had lit an enormous fire on my insides. The fiery sensation flooded my body from head to toe. My hands and feet felt like they were on fire. I remember thinking how the fire felt so good. In my flesh and my bones seemed alive in a way I had never felt before. Then, as I stood there, a brilliant light began shining over to my right. I turned to look at it and saw it was growing larger and larger. The light filled the whole area around me. I saw a figure standing in the center of this bright light. I couldn't see his face, but in my heart and spirit, I knew who he was. This was the living Christ standing before me. I dropped down to the ground and began crying and praising the Lord. I felt the most gentle touch I've ever known on my head. Without him speaking one word, I knew he wanted me to stand up. As I stood up, the most beautiful fragrance I've ever smelled filled my nostrils. I thought, surely I have died, and this must be heaven. At this time, I could only see this magnificent person standing before me. Then he pointed his finger to my left, and I again saw the multitude trapped in that huge lake of oozing mud. I had such a desire to just step out into the lake and start pulling them out of that mud. But I knew it was impossible for me to reach them. I turned back to the Holy One standing to my right and cried out, "Please help me reach them. Please show me how to save them. Give me someone to help reach them before it's too late." He looked me straight in my eyes, and I felt his presence go through my whole body. Then I saw a beautiful heart covering his chest area. It wasn't in the shape of a human heart, and instinctively, I knew he was showing me an illustration of the vastness, the depth, the greatness, and love he has for the human family. Then I heard these words sounding in my ears. They didn't seem to be coming from his lips. so I knew I was feeling the very thoughts of his heart. I have shown you the multitudes who are lost and sinking in despair. If you are so touched and broken in heart for their condition, how much more am I? Many have received my blessings in their lives, but now they are full of the good things they desired. Lo, they have forgotten the time of their despair, and no longer want to be bothered with the needs of the lost. They no longer want to be reminded that they were lost and undone. They think now, in their prosperity and their high positions, that they no longer need to be concerned. Many do a little here and a little there to ease their conscience. Oh, how they do break my heart for their rebellion. My son, my heart breaks both for the multitudes who are lost and for those who have grown lukewarm and stiff-necked in their Christian life. You have been allowed to see only a glimpse of the agony of the multitude sinking to eternal damnation, lost and undone. Lost because many of my people, whom I dearly love, reject my call and turn away from the soft wooing of my spirit as I ask them to stand with both hands and a generous heart for my work's sake. Beloved, I'm going to have to bring this broadcast to a close. There's more to share of this dream, this vision that the Lord gave my late husband, Brother Neil, in May of 1979. And I trust that you'll be able to find time to join me. If at any time you're not able to hear the broadcast live on the air, then please feel free to go to the Unveil Christ website, www.unveilchrist.org. That's UNVEILED, Christ.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. For now, my time is gone. And listen, if you have prayer needs, please feel free to write. I'll pray for you earnestly and send back whatever God gives. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.